Inflation, when prices rocket higher and money buys less, increasing violent crime, empty grocery store shelves, people unable to buy shampoo, salt, medicine, underwear. These are some of the problems facing the nation of Venezuela. Factor in power shortages, blackouts by the government, and a rapidly shrinking economy, and protests are growing, with demonstrators demanding that President Nicolas Maduro be recalled. He still has some supporters. And President Maduro recently declared a constitutional state of emergency, a decree that will give him more powers over Venezuela's economy and authority to overcome what he called foreign aggressions against the country. What caused all this? Well, the Venezuelan government seized or took over many of the country's industries in recent years. The economy is very dependent on oil sales, and for a while, the government used some of those sales to fund its social programs. Aid for schools, child care, sanitation. But when global oil prices started dropping in 2014, so did Venezuela's economy. And some analysts say this could lead to the end of Maduro's presidency. From South America, we're taking you to the Middle East now, to a region called the West Bank. It's an area of about 2,100 square miles located along the west bank of the Jordan River. There's a cluster of churches there that have stood empty since 1967. The reason, they're surrounded by minefields dating back to the war that year, but an organization is working to clear them out.
The signs around us warn of danger in three languages. Here, only the road is safe. Beyond the barbed wire, nearly 5,000 explosive mines covering 1 square kilometer.
In this particular area, we're not looking to find an anti-personnel mine.
And you can see an anti-tank mine right now.
Yeah, sure. That is the first line is right here, like 30 meters from the place where we're standing.
This minefield in the West Bank restricts access to one of Christianity's holiest sites, recognized as the biblical site of the baptism of Jesus. Pilgrims from all over the world bathe in the waters of this holy site on the Jordan River at a modern tourist center opened in 2011. But 7 Christian churches at the site, all different denominations, have been closed for half a century.
Want an idea of how many landmines there are in certain spots here? See that dark ball right there? That's an anti-personnel mine. And this entire field is full of them.
During the Six-Day War in 1967, the Israeli and Jordanian armies laid mines here. Churches were booby-trapped, and unexploded ordnance could still be anywhere. The churches have been off limits ever since.
And if we didn't do it, these mines would stay here forever.
I speak with James Cowan outside the Romanian Orthodox Church. He is the CEO of HALO, the world's largest humanitarian mine-clearing organization. HALO has just gotten permission to clear the minefield with the approval of both the Israelis and Palestinians.
40, 50 years later, these mines are still dangerous.
Absolutely, and they would still be dangerous 100 years from now if we didn't clear them.
In Syria and Iraq, ISIS has leveled ancient holy sites, bulldozing history and destroying precious artifacts. Here, the goal is to do the reverse. Clearing the minefield will preserve these holy sites. Pilgrims and tourists can visit once again, and this area can heal from the scars of battle. Oren Lieberman, CNN, The Holy Land.